Hey everyone, quick disclosure. I just want to let you know that today's episode, I do talk about a book and there is an affiliate link in the description. Just as an Amazon associate, I do earn from qualified purchases, but don't worry, I'm not making millions off of anything. So I'm a teacher. Don't forget that. So thank you for any kind of support you do provide for the show. It just keeps things running and our community growing. I appreciate you. Hey everyone, welcome back to the virtual classroom. I'm your host Kimberly Ring and I am so glad you're here. This week on Mini Monday PD, we're going to continue going through our word virtual and what I think it takes to be a powerful virtual teacher. So just a quick recap, we went over the letter V for vehement, I for intentional, R for reflective, T for teachable, and then last week we talked about U for understanding. Which brings us to the letter A. And this word might be considered controversial, so stay with me, but I would argue that a powerful teacher in general would need to be ambitious. And here's what I mean by that. I'm not saying that every teacher needs to be voted Teacher of the Year, if that's not what they want it to do. I'm not saying that every teacher needs to promote. That's not what I'm saying here. What I am saying is that we need to be ambitious for our kids. We need to have big goals that we want to accomplish each year for our students. And so that might mean like, hey, I'm taking this one kid who's reading at a kindergarten level, and I'm going to aim big. I'm going to have a big ambition, and I'm going to get that kid to second grade by the end of this year. Will you do it? I don't know, but it's important to have big goals because if you're not aiming big for your kids, how are they supposed to get there, right? So right now I'm reading this book by Marzano. He's like my education idol. It's called The Handbook for the New Art and Science of Teaching by Robert J. Marzano. And y'all, I'm reading this for fun, like on my evenings and weekends. I'm highly enjoying this. But the first chapter, it talks about scales and proficiency scales, and I've been doing them wrong. And I'm hoping that you're not doing them wrong, but I've been definitely doing them wrong. And I tried them out today with my class, and even though we didn't get through the whole lesson because I wasn't used to doing these scales, I could tell the mentality of my kids changed. See, mainly we would just read the standard in student language, and then I would read it in adult language and be like, hey, this is proficiency, this is where we need to be. But making that clear through, hey, this is a 4.0, this is above what I expect of you, and then this is 0, 1, and 2, this is where I don't want you to be, but this is where you might be, I could tell from just their attitude, what they're saying in a chat box, hopping on the mic and saying that they wanted to be 4. So I was like, look, I might not give you an opportunity to show me that you're 4 today, but that's a great target to reach for. But to get to 4, you have to do 1, 2, and 3. So let's go ahead and get started. We got to a 2, and I was like, this is a 2, we should at least all have this. And many of them didn't. And so they were like, no, we got to get this down. And so what I'm trying to say with that is, if we're going to be ambitious and have this goal, we need to know how to reach that goal. And we also need to make that clear for our kids on how to reach that goal. So this might take some long-term planning to make some assessments, you know, for each unit that aligns with the goals that you're trying to reach short-term. And I'm not doing this right. Like, I'm looking forward to next year. I'm not saying that this year was a bust. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that next year, I'm going to do things even better. And I'm already an ambitious teacher. Like, I'm already one of those people that likes to win. I'm an orange, and I'll make a special podcast specifically about that. But it just simply means that I'm adventurous. I am ambitious. I like to win. I'm an okay loser, just if anyone's keeping track. I am okay with losing, and I will be a great loser and excited for whoever does win. But the point is that I am already a very ambitious teacher, aiming high for all of my kids, and I'm already feeling like I'm doing things wrong. So I'm not taking that as discouragement. And so if you're feeling that way too, don't. But what can we learn from this? What can we learn from this year? What can we do to change so that way we can help our kids climb the ladder to success? how can we make those ladders maybe a little bit easier to reach? Maybe add more steps, you know, more scaffolding to help them reach that. So those are all things that we just need to consider. We're not failing. I say that. I said that word earlier, that I feel like I am failing. But I know in reality, I am not. I am trying. I am doing my best to reach my kids this year to make 1 year's growth. And that's not all for nothing, right? So I'm just saying that as an ambitious teacher, I'm always looking for ways to be better. And the teachers that I see that are succeeding and helping their kids make the best gains and also more gains, not just the best gains, but more of them, are also very ambitious teachers. They're looking for new ways to do things. They're looking for the best teaching practices that can be applied virtually. And although virtual teachers don't have the handbook for virtual art of science of teaching, that is something that I hope we'll have in the next 5 to 10 years. And that would be very helpful for all of us to make sure that we're putting our best foot forward each day. So with that, I hope I didn't provide any kind of discouragement. That was not my intention, and I could go back and edit it and change it, but thinking about what I said, I don't want to, because the purpose of this isn't to discourage anyone, but to light a fire. And we need to be ambitious. We need to be trying to win on behalf of our kids. We need to be competing against ourselves so that way our kids will have the best. And they deserve the best, especially virtual kids, because many of them come, you know, with struggles and baggage, and they don't like school most of the time. They want to be at home with their families where they feel comfortable, and so they may not have been successful at the school that they attended at, and they're looking for something different, and that's us. We need to be that different. We need to be ambitious. We need to go out and win for them, no one else, but for them. And so how are you going to be ambitious this week? Or how could you be ambitious next year? What changes could you make to help your kids reach the goal, the finish line, whatever you want to think, to win? And I hope that they do. I hope that they do, because they desperately need us to come out as a strong coach with a strategy and a plan to help them be successful. And a lot of times when I'm introduced to new strategies, I think, man, I wish I had known about this before. And then I apply it and I'm doing better. And that's ultimately what this is all about, right? Is for us to learn and keep learning so that way we can provide the best for our kids. So thank you for listening. I really hope this helped you. I hope it wasn't a discouragement, because no, that was not at all my intention. My intention is to just encourage you to be ambitious so that way you can be the best advocate for your kids. So I'll see you next time. Remember to be brave, take a risk, and above all, have fun. See you next time. Bye.